Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
James is with us live from Progressive Field, where the Indians tonight will go for the sweep. Nice victory yesterday in a game where they had to throw, you know, a team of bullpenners out there. James, it was a good win, man. On the same day, they find out that Carrasco has this condition. We don't know exactly what's going on. He's going to miss a while. And they got to go with a bullpen against Martin Perez, who'd been pitching pretty well. And a nice comeback by the Indians last night. Obviously, you know, we don't want to make every game a referendum on the season, but they've salvaged a little bit, if they have any hopes at all, winning these two against the Twins.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Bull. I mean, coming into this series, if you would have said that they would hit more home runs than the Twins, that would have been far-fetched enough. But then if you would have said Carlos Carrasco is going to be out, they're going to have to use seven relievers in game two, you wouldn't have given them a shot. And I thought yesterday they showed a lot of resilience. It showed a lot about their character because they aren't more talented at the plate than the Twins. We know that.
Not
but they fared well so far. They've hit seven home runs in this series. So, I mean, it's been a good stretch, and probably the two biggest wins, maybe not most exciting, the two biggest wins of the season with kind of their season hopes hanging in the balance. So we'll see if they can get it done today. And who better to have on the mound? I know he struggled recently, but looking at that rotation, you want Trevor Bauer on the mound in a game like today where you can put the Twins away and sweep them.
James, you know, going back to Carrasco for a moment, is there any more word or thought as to what exactly he's dealing with here? Because it seemed very, very critical. Yeah. They asked for thoughts and prayers. Like you're worried about this guy's health.
Sure. Yeah. And it's that they've been, for lack of a better term, maybe vague with it, to disrespecting Carrasco in the condition while they continue to gather information, because it is scary. And that's, I guess, where I would take it, is it seems to be very serious. I haven't talked to anyone who doesn't think it's a serious issue. And while in that statement they said he might return to the field at some point this season, I don't think anyone's minds are really there right now. No one's thinking about Carrasco, the starting pitcher. They're thinking about Carlos Carrasco, the human, and hopefully he's okay, and hopefully he'll be okay long term. So, no, we don't really have much. The Indians have really just asked the media to respect his privacy right now, because I am not even sure if he knows, honestly, and I'm not sure if the doctors know yet. They're still in the information gathering process here as they try to figure out how to treat the condition he has.
All right, James, speaking of pitchers that are out, Mike Clevinger is supposed to return to the mound today for Columbus. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is. So it's a big day for Clevinger, and it really puts him on track to potentially he'll miss potentially one more start. Well, they'll need a fifth starter that isn't already up, and whether they do a bullpen game like they did yesterday or something like that, maybe they promote a pitcher from AAA, they should be good to go outside of Pletko on Saturday. So Clevinger comes back at the perfect time. He's going to make two starts. He's scheduled
two,
and they're hoping, yeah, he only needs to make two in Columbus, assuming all goes well, obviously, as you know.
Yeah.
And if things go well, I would expect to see Clevinger up here pitching again for the Indians, in the next week and a half, because he's just going to throw two starts. I think today I wouldn't expect him to go more than five innings.
Right.
And then probably throw about 85 pitches or so in that second start.
So
they'll yank him.
So, James, they're at home tonight, and then then Tuesday they go to Rochester. So I guess he would pitch probably either Tuesday or Wednesday in Rochester, and then maybe you think that's it? You think maybe next weekend even? Or not this coming weekend?
I think that's the goal. I think that's the plan right now. Now, if something happens where he gets hit around or something doesn't feel right, then they might pull him back a little bit. They're not going to force him back out there and rush him back. but that's tentatively that's their plan, is to give him two starts, two outings, go about five innings, and the pitch count stays low, and then get up to about 85 pitches in that second outing. And then, yeah, he could be back up here doing the math like you just did next weekend. We could see Mike Clevenger back on the mound for the Indians.
In these last 2 days, been a couple of big days for Francisco Lindor. I think he's obviously a big part of it. Obviously, there were some big home runs as well last night. Luplo hit the two-run homer to tie it, and Perez, who's done a nice job, obviously, goes opposite field home run to lead. But I think, Dustin talked about this early in the season. He was right. And Lindor is the whole spark of this team. He's the heart and soul of the team, and his great play, when he first came back, he was playing fine, not amazing, certainly not bad. Now he is really kicking to gear, and the team is feeding off him a little bit. Will that turn into any type of long-term success? We'll see. But at least in the last 2 days, I think that's a big part of why they've succeeded.
No doubt. And not only are they winning, but when Lindor's playing like that, even in a loss, it makes them fun to watch, which I think has been just as much of a struggle for Indians fans this year. Is even when they've won 4-3 or 3-2, it's been boring. It's been a struggle to watch them and win. So I think Lindor is obviously that spark. And I've speculated, I know we've talked about it on your show, about him potentially getting frustrated. And there's no signs of that. And he just continues to push forward. Obviously, he's looking healthier and healthier. And yesterday, he hits a single, steals second, advances to third on a wild pitch, steals home, but scores on a passed ball. I mean, that's the type of energy, those are the type of things that they need to get runs and produce runs. And he's brought it over the past couple of nights in this series, and it's been huge for the Tribe.
Hey, James, obviously tonight Trevor Bauer is back on the bump, and he has not pitched that well. I mean, his last start was better, but prior to that, it was 5 of 6, I think, were pretty bad starts. And we're talking a lot about, hey, depending on what this team does, if they are in the mix, maybe tearing this thing up and being sellers, and Bauer would certainly be someone that you would sell on and try to trade. Again, is that something that the Indians are looking at? Hey, man, we got to get his value back up, or do you think his value still is up there pretty high?
I think his value is still pretty high. Yeah, I think he's still regarded as one of a high-end starting pitcher, especially when you look at who could potentially be available at the deadline. That might not necessarily be the best pitcher or starting pitcher in the league. So, yeah, I think he'll be one of the better starters that at least teams will take calls on, or at least make calls on, and the Indians are going to listen. They listened all offseason. But right now, I think the Indians in that front office really needs to weigh what's better for them next season, and I think that's where fans are as well. And it's really hard to argue, depending on what you get back, that the Indians are going to be better in 2020 without Trevor Bauer. So it's going to be tough. Chris Antonetti and company have a lot of hard decisions to make, and obviously Trevor Bauer is one of them.
See, well, I understand what you're saying. Obviously, Trevor Bauer, your pitching staff's going to be better with Trevor Bauer, but if you turn him into the right to two major league ready prospects, sure, not to mention the amount of money you free up, assuming they will spend at least to this year's amount, I don't know that that's the case, but if they do, then you could potentially, with trading him and Hand, free up $30, $40 million, Kipnis off the books, a couple other guys as well, and get 3 or 4 really good major league ready prospects. If you get the right guys and spend the money properly, the team could be better with a deep starting rotation that they have.
No doubt about it. No, I'm with you. It's just you got to get that right.
Yes,
and that,
no doubt.
Puts a lot of pressure on that specific move is what they're going to do. If you can find an outfielder in a second baseman for low contracts that project to play next year, I think they would sign up for that because they do have depth in that starting rotation. So it'll be interesting, some tough decisions ahead for the Tribe for sure.
James, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for joining
us. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scored.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.